Christmas banquet's coming up. Are you ready to smash some food? Are you going to be going hard? Because the problem with going hard is you sometimes don't leave enough room for the desserts, or you see all this great food coming out and you're already full. So we thought, how do we conquer that here at Drive? We were thinking about this and we ended up thinking, you know what, why don't we just get a professional eater who has mastered the strategy of eating as much food as possible. And so Cal Stubbs, aka Hulk Smash Food, is Australia's number one ranked professional competitive eater, top 10 in the whole world, and recently tried to finish a 20 kilo meal with fellow competitive eater Isaac Eats A Lot. And Cal, aka Hulk Smash Food, joins you on the line. Cal, hello.
How are you, bro?
Hey, I'm really well, man, and really curious to see how someone is able to eat a 20 kilo meal and prepare for that physically. I mean, do you just decide one day, yeah, we're going to try this? Or is this like in a week in advance, you're already preparing for something like that?
With a massive meal like that up around where we're trying to get maybe 7 kilos of food each, 6 or 7 kilos, we do like a 72-hour prep for something like that. Other comps or challenges, say if it was like one of those pub ones you see, we will do maybe 3 or 4 hours prep, 3 or 4 hours before. But yeah, the big ones, up to 72 hours we put into it.
What kind of prep are we talking?
So when you're prepping to eat a large meal, water's going to be your best friend. So loading your stomach with water is the number one way to eat more food, because what it does, your stomach doesn't hold water. Water stretches your stomach, you get full, and then there's a sort of gap before your stomach stretches back to its normal size. So if you can time it right and stretch your stomach out and get it to full stretch, and then the water will go through your system and you'll be able to eat lots of food.
So would you have similar advice for people approaching big meals in the holiday season? Kind of what? So you're just drinking heaps of water, and then how long before the meal are you kind of stopping that?
Yeah, I'd say about 4 hours before is your best bet for maximum stretch. So yeah, maybe try and obviously don't starve yourself. Like people think to starve yourself is probably the best way to do it, because then you'll be more hungry, but actually shrink your stomach more. So, you know, early morning, have some brekkie. Best things for that would be something like, again, a water-based food. So watermelon, cabbage, anything like that that's going to break down super easily. And then about 4 hours before you're going to eat. So if you had a Christmas lunch, say at 12 o'clock, maybe about 8 a.m., drink a big amount of water, nothing over 3.2 litres for safety reasons for anyone just beginning, obviously, but maybe 2 litres, 2.5 litres. And in that 4 hour time gap, it'll pass through your system, but your stomach will still be fully stretched and you'll be able to take on quite a bit of food.
Far out. And when you go to your sort of holiday lunches and stuff, is it hard to separate work from leisure? Like, are you sort of eating food and in your head you're sort of like, man, I could totally smash this, like, if I wanted to? Or like, is it sometimes you have to stop yourself from trying to hit a PB when you're eating a normal meal?
Maybe not a PB, but just the speed and capacity, switching that off can be quite tough. You sort of forget, so you'll just be there eating and getting through quite a bit of food, and it sort of becomes second nature when you've done it for so long and done so many competitions.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, you do have to sort of watch it. And obviously in our downtime, when it isn't competition time or a challenge time, then yeah, we're super healthy and really have to look after ourselves.
Yeah, far out. And was there a time when you realised that this is what you were destined to do?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty much from the get. I started probably 4 and a bit years ago, and did was just like anyone else, did one of those Palmer pub challenges and won it. And I was joking around to my mates and said I wanted to do a challenge against other people and like against the best in Australia, just to sort of see where I sat. And I found a comp against 40 other people, and the guy that was ranked second in Australia at the time was in that comp, and I won the comp. So I thought, they came over to me later and said, you can do this, you know, this is something you might want to look at pursuing. And yeah, from then, the rest is sort of history. It's sort of just, it's been ongoing for 4 years and it's a full-time job now.
Amazing. Well, hey, thank you so much for all the tips. Hopefully something that we can apply coming into the big meals this holiday season. And good luck for the next comp. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Enjoy Christmas.